You're listening to Family Talk Radio right here on KERI with Dr. Doug Callen as he discusses issues of importance to you and your family. Stay tuned.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the program. I'm glad you joined us. Over the next couple of days, we are going to be discussing what is really the number one childhood psychiatric disorder, is what we call it in a technical sense. It's a neurologically based problem that affects a whole lot of children. It is the most overdiagnosed childhood behavior disorder. It is also the most underdiagnosed childhood behavior disorder, and I'm going to explain exactly what I mean by that. We're talking about attention deficit disorder. Now, those of you who have listened to the program for the last 6 or 7 years have heard me talk about this in the past, but I haven't done it in a long time. So for all of you new listeners, we're going to discuss this situation, this issue, because it's a big problem for a whole lot of people. Not for everybody. For 95% of you, it's not a big problem, and you don't really relate to it, but there are 5% of all of you listening, 5% of all the people across this country who have this problem called attention deficit disorder. It is pretty much how I make my living, at least at my clinical practice, as 75% of my practice or so is working with people with this problem. Children primarily, oftentimes teenagers, and even adults with this problem, attention deficit disorder. And you've heard a lot about it lately, television, newspapers, whatever, as the press has really kind of jumped on this. And typically when you hear a story about attention deficit disorder, it has to do with the issue of medication. Is there a conspiracy against our children? Is there, whatever it might be? Is the manufacturer of Ritalin, Ciba Geigy, are they trying to take over the world by giving Ritalin to, 30 million children or something? And you hear these stories, and we want to talk about the reality of this disorder, the reality of treatments, including medications. What's the truth, what's real, what's not. And I'll be talking to you as a clinician doing this kind of work for about 10 years. I've seen pretty close to 1,000 kids at this point who have had this disorder. At my office, we are very familiar with the medical management of ADD. Although I'm not a physician, I don't prescribe the medication. I do work closely with a number of physicians who do. And also we have one of the finest alternative medicine offices that you'll find anywhere in California's Central Coast, Central California. So I'm familiar with both alternative treatments that are effective, what works and what doesn't work, and I'm familiar with the medications and counseling and so on, school interventions, all of those things with attention deficit disorder. So we will spend the next couple of days in talking about it, and I would encourage you, if you know people who have children who are really struggling in school, or kids who are hyperactive or impulsive or whatever it might be, that you would just talk to them about joining us over today's program and then over the next couple of days. Attention deficit disorder. First of all, just some background with it. Many people are under the assumption that this is a disorder that's new, it's never been around before, and that's not exactly accurate. It is a disorder that has been studied for about the last 60 years. There was a time when people thought that it was an illness or a disorder that followed some kind of a head injury, something like encephalitis. In fact, there was a big encephalitis outbreak in North America in the 1920s. And during that time, a number of children were affected by encephalitis, water in the brain. And those who recovered, those who did not die, tended to have new problems in their life. Inattention, impulsivity, perhaps hyperactivity, which is excessive motor activity. And they were easily bored with mundane jobs like schoolwork or their chores, easily distracted from things. And physicians and parents and psychologists had noted that there were some people that were born that way. They had just always been that way. They didn't have encephalitis, but they acted the same way as the people who had recovered from encephalitis acted. And so the assumption was, they called the disorder where with those characteristics, inattention, impulsivity, hyperactivity, boredom, those kinds of problems, they call it post-encephalitis syndrome or something like that. And the thought was that even if you were born with this disorder, that something had to have happened to your brain, some kind of an injury, a lesion, something, some kind of brain injury must have happened either before you were born or shortly after birth or whatever. But that the reason for your behaviors had to do with some kind of a head injury, and the proof in the minds of the medical community was these kids with encephalitis. Well, we have found now that it is true that a head injury will cause a number of problems. We all know people who have had head injuries of one kind or another, anywhere from strokes to car accidents to football injuries to playing too much soccer. You watch. Next 5 years, you're going to see every soccer player is going to be wearing helmets because of the little head injuries that it can cause. But anyway, these injuries, these little injuries, do cause cognitive problems like inattention. They do cause behavioral problems like impulsivity. And so we do see this with head injuries. But attention deficit disorder is not that. It is a neurologically based problem, but it is not a head injury. Now, oftentimes we will see kids who are born with forceps deliveries or, I don't know, doctor dropped them on their head or something, but there is some kind of a trauma to the brain at birth. And we will see these kind of problems in school when the kid gets older. Fetal alcohol syndrome kids, drug-exposed babies, will have these kind of problems. In a technical sense, they look just like attention deficit disorder kids, but they're not. They're really head injuries, all right? But they look exactly the same. Attention deficit disorder kids typically have, the brains are fine. There are no structural injuries to the brain, but they're lacking in certain neurotransmitters. It's a biochemical issue as opposed to a structural issue. See the difference? It's a biochemical issue. It's an electrical issue. The biochemistry of the brain and the electricity of the brain are so interwoven, you can't really pull them out and say one's different from the other. But we'll just talk in terms of chemistry. It's a biochemical issue. The brain doesn't have enough of one or two certain neurotransmitters and may have too much of another neurotransmitter. We're talking about things like dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine. Those are the big neurotransmitters that we're talking about with attention deficit disorder. And we have different parts of the brain that are affected by this. The frontal lobes, the midbrain, the limbic system, the cortex of the brain. It's a brain thing is what I'm trying to say. A lot of you will look at ADD kids and just say it's a behavior problem. Well, those things might be helpful. It might be helpful to be stricter with discipline. It might be helpful to be more organized with the kid. It might be helpful to be more positive with the child. But the problem is a neurologically based problem. And it's not going to just go away by doing those things, even though you will positively impact the life of the child by doing those things. So we are going to look over the next several days at this disorder because it affects 5% of all kids. That's 1 out of 20 kids are affected with this problem. So if you have a church with 100 kids, you've got 5 of these kids in your church. That's 5 families in your church that are affected by this, and we want to be able to minister to these people as positively and as effectively as possible. So we want to understand this disorder and know what's real about it, what's not, how to treat it, what works, what doesn't work, all of those things.